Have your Bibles, turn to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5, we'll be reading verses 1 through 12. Verses 1 through 12 of Joshua 5. This is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. Now it came about when all the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan to the west, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard how the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan before the sons of Israel until they had crossed, that their hearts melted, and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the sons of Israel. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make for yourself flint knives and circumcise again the sons of Israel the second time." So Joshua made himself flint knives and circumcised the sons of Israel at Gibeath Haaraloth. This is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, all the men of war, died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the sons of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nations, that is, the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished because they did not listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord had sworn that He would not let them see the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Their children, whom he raised up in their place, Joshua, circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them along the way. Now when they had finished circumcising all the nation, they remained in their places in the camp until they were healed. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." So the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day. And while the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the desert plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day after they had eaten some of the produce of the land, so that the sons of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate some of the yield of the land of Canaan during that year. Now thus far in God's Word, may He bless it to our hearing and understanding. Israel is finally on the other side of the Jordan. They crossed on dry land as the Lord stopped up the Jordan in the previous chapters. And some of the peoples who dwelled there in the land that they were going to, the promised land, the Canaanites and the Amorites, their hearts melted. They were afraid. Like when the spies came over to investigate the land, they talked to Rahab, and Rahab said that the people feared in Jericho because they had remembered hearing about what the Lord had done when He divided the Red Sea. And it's the same here. They're scared about what's to happen. They know what's going to happen. The Lord's going to come in and destroy them. And after verse 1 through verse 9, we learn the first thing that happened when they entered the promised land, and that was the sign, they renewed the sign of the covenant that was made with Abraham. The sign of the covenant that was made with Abraham was the sign of circumcision. Cutting off of the foreflesh to symbolize the circumcising of their hearts. But this first generation that entered the wilderness from Egypt, they were circumcised, and yet they did not believe the promises. They didn't believe in faith and were credited with righteousness. They did not follow the Lord. They were they grumbled and complained, didn't they? While Israel was there, they did not circumcise their children because they were unfaithful. They didn't do what they're supposed to do until now. In this account, these uncircumcised Israelites have grown. Their parents, they're the first generation who entered the wilderness. Now they have died off. They were not allowed. The Lord said that they would enter the land, and so they have not. They died off. But their children are entering the land, but they are uncircumcised. And so the Lord calls for the people to be circumcised to remember the covenant that God made with Abraham. He promised them land in that covenant promise. And this sign was to remind them of that promise to Abraham. And here they were. The Lord is being faithful to His promises. And yet it's for us too. The promise of the heavenly country that Abraham looked forward to. And so as we think about their circumcision, remember that the Lord sometimes takes a long time to fulfill His promises. Here it was over 400 years to keep His promise for them to enter the land of Israel, and for us, it'll be much longer than that. And so the Lord is coming through in a mighty way here, reminding them of the covenant. In verses 10 through 12, then we see that the people also celebrated the Passover. They haven't celebrated it all throughout their time in the wilderness. And here they celebrate the Passover for the first time. Maybe that's maybe that's just the second time they've ever celebrated the Passover. The manna from the Lord, having provided for them all this time, has now ceased. And I can imagine them saying, "Praise the Lord, we don't have to eat manna anymore. Praise the Lord that He's given us the manna all these years and supplied our every need for food. But praise the Lord, we don't have to eat it anymore. We can eat from the produce of the land and not just manna, not this bread, but we can eat, you know, fruit. And we can eat corn and vegetables and all these other things, wheat and all these things." And so praise the Lord that they were probably praising Him for that. And so they had the Passover and the manna stopped. And the judgment of God that had been on the people. See, there was judgment here. There was judgment because they weren't able to celebrate the Passover. They had the manna, so they couldn't. And there was judgment upon them. They had not been circumcised. All that's lifted now. And the Lord is fulfilling His promises. The judgment upon Israel is lifted. And so now they, as they enter the land, they celebrate these two solemn acts of what we would say the Old Testament sacraments, Passover and circumcision, which point us forward to the New Testament sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. And we should be warned here about our sacraments that we have partaken in. Baptism specifically, we know that a baptism is given to those who believe and to their children, and it declares that all who partake of that sacrament are part of the covenant community, and to receive the promise, there's promises therein, in that sign, in the sacrament. Promises of that you will be engrafted into Christ. You will receive benefits of the covenant of grace. You will have that engagement to be the Lord's. But only if you receive it by faith. Remember, Israel did not receive their sign of circumcision by faith. The first generation. And here we also have the Lord's Supper, which the Passover points to. And we'll take next Lord's Day morning. There in the supper is Christ's death showed forth, that His sacrifice, His atoning sacrifice for people's sins, is promised there if you receive it by faith. Let us not be the people who are like the first generation, neglecting the faith needed in Christ. The sacraments do not save us. The God who has the sacraments to point us to Jesus saves us, and He saves us through the gift of faith. And so we need faith. And so may, as we have faith, may God be faithful as He was faithful to Israel to give them the promised land. May He be faithful to give us the land, the heavenly country that is being pointed to here. And He will be, because He's the God who's faithful.